This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Thank you all for the well wishes regarding my recovery from the Chinese Wu flu. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Hanging in there as best I can. If I have to do a best of show, you're going to have to forgive me, but I got a lot of stuff going on. My face was swollen. I shouldn't even say that. It had a coating on it that felt like a reptile. That's the best way to describe it. My eyes were droopy. I mean, I aged like 15 years, and then it was, my face felt swollen. It's the best way I can describe it. I don't know if it's related to the dehydration or coming down from whatever these Wu flu meds were or whatever, but I got to tell you, I ain't as pretty as I normally am. I'm glad this is not a video show right now. Glad you guys are with me, though. 844-551-8255. Got a call from friends of mine the other night, Trucker David. And actually, the lady that turned David on to me, and we had a good conversation. They were asking me questions about how to support what we're doing to fight this, all this stuff that's going on. You know, getting attorneys involved and vote counters and things like that. In fact, one of my friends just moved back from Hawaii, the People's Republic thereof. You would think that Hawaii is paradise, but my friend Brooke said, Kev, it is in no way a paradise. It is a liberal hellhole. Anyway, she's moved back to North Carolina, but she was in Arizona counting votes, super, you know, being over part of this whole process. So, you know, we're putting our money where our mouth is. We got people on the ground, and I will get information on the website or in my newsletter. Go to the website and get signed up for our newsletter. That's where most of the things are going to be done. Or go to, I'm not even going to tell you to go to YouTube because you will subscribe to the YouTube channel, but you want to get our, be in our database. And the reason, let me tell you, folks, the database is important because that's where we control it. Google, Facebook, none of them can control when I have your email address. That's what's cool about it. Anyway, not a lot of discussion about Black Lives Matter or diversity, equity, and inclusion, Antifa, etc., or SCOTUS. Nobody talking about the latest killings in Chicago over the weekend or other things like that. Everybody's fixated, rightfully so, on the cheating done by the leftists, the Democrats. Make no mistake about it, folks. We didn't cheat. They cheated. Why do we need to cheat? We ran rallies on top of rallies everywhere Donald Trump flew. He had thousands of people at the ready. You put that man so far in the echelons of history with 71 million votes. I want you to think about this. And I know we talked about it before, but in 2008, when Barack Obama was his most popular, I want you to understand the level of hoopla it took to get to 68 million votes. He had more black people vote for him in an election than probably any election in modern history. He had many middle-of-the-road white so-called conservatives who flipped over to vote for him. He rallied the youth vote more than anybody. There is not a category of voter where Barack Obama did not just blow it out the water. I mean, he just, the numbers were astounding. There was nothing we could do about it. And even with the popularity of Trump, you got to ask yourself, how could you possibly achieve those kind of numbers? This guy was rock star status. He did not need Jay-Z, Beyonce, Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Wonder, anybody. He didn't need anybody to draw a crowd. He drew the crowd. He was bigger than any rock star. And you know what we did? We blew those numbers out of the water. There are people that probably never thought those numbers would be achieved again, and Donald Trump beat them by a solid 3 million votes. That is astounding. We can applaud ourselves for that, amongst many other things. But guess what's happening now, folks? You think Donald Trump, does he appear worried? People are being let go inside of the Department of Justice because why? Now the investigations are beginning. How did Joe Biden get 6 million votes more than Baby Black Jesus in 2008? There is nobody that can answer that question effectively. Nobody. Give me your Democrat. Tell me who can explain that. Did Joe Biden bring out the black vote? Were they excited about him? Of course not. Was the youth vote? Do you think college campuses all over the place were going, man, Joe Biden's the guy, like they did in 2008? I guarantee you they were not. You think the Latinos were all jazzed up over Joe? The Jews? Women? Nobody was jazzed over that clown. And the idea that they want you to believe that the America wanted him is ridiculous. But guess what's happening? Oh, Joe no longer has the electoral votes, does he? Yeah, we've had a couple of places pull them back. Arizona, for one, run by Doug Ducey, biggest rhino on the planet, never should that vote have gone the way that it went. And I'm going to make you a bet. Mark Kelly didn't win either. He didn't beat Martha McSally. Not that McSally's any great shakes, but at least she was consistent with the president. How about we look at those races as well? This is not just about presidential races. This is about all of them. Every one of those ballots needs to be pulled, and one of the people who had, I don't care if it's down ticket, they should be gone. And then what do we find out? Millions of ballots with only Joe Biden's name on it. No other person on the ticket. You think some trickery went, that the Democrats were pulling their games? Of course they were. And now we're starting to get to the bottom of it. Thank you guys for listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're going to talk a little bit about these various things. People have been asking me about these watermarked ballots, and I said, guys, look, I don't know. I don't know about them. But I heard it's been verified, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Rasmussen did some polling, and there were people that said, no, I wasn't voting for Biden. I didn't vote, and we'll make a little sense out of it. It was strange to me. I hadn't looked it over completely. Anyway, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats never anticipate things to the bitter end. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Apologize for the occasional cough, or if it seems like my voice changes, I'm doing all I can not to cough when that occurs. Oh, man, you guys feeling better these days? I am. Got over this stupid woo flu, but my face is droopy. I can't describe it. I don't have a palsy, if anybody's worried about that. I don't have a palsy, and I actually feel really good. Before I got sick, I would curl my toes and my feet would cramp. I have not had a single cramp since I fought this stupid woo flu. I lost 20 pounds, by the way, and it detoxes your body when you sweat things out and you don't eat and all that. It detoxes you like you wouldn't believe. So I'm as healthy in many ways as I've been in a while. I got a couple things to get done. I got surgery next week, believe it or not. And Anyway, I'm not going to let it get me down. It is what it is. We, as I said, we're fighting the good fight. The minute I got up, I mean, I was sick during the whole voting thing. I voted sick. I went there, man. I was covered up and mask on and the whole deal because I didn't want to get anybody else sick. Voted sick. Got up the next morning, early in the morning, I saw Trump talking about the numbers, and I felt good about it. Wake up finally the next morning, and they, you know, found out all the cheating that went on and went, holy cow. But I'm going to tell you, I remained undaunted. I put out a video that said, look, worst case scenario, if it does not go our way, so to speak, Donald Trump has made an impact on politics forever. But don't believe that, that's where it ends. Don't believe it. And I also told you we won. You know you won. Don't feel bad. You know you won. It would be different. It's like when Ken Miles won Le Mans. He had lapped everybody. They asked him to slow it down. He slows down because they wanted all three cars to come across at the same time, all three Fords, and he doesn't actually get the win. History knows who won the race. Ken Miles, the movie was about him, in case you haven't seen Ford versus Ferrari. Him and Shelby. It was not about the guys who actually won. You ever had a winner that nobody remembers? Remember Vanessa Williams when she won Miss America? You remember? Then she got stripped of her title. Do you know who came in second and then became the Miss America after that? I happen to know her. Because I thought she was pretty hot. But it turns out she's not. She's a witch. She's on Rich Housewives of whatever, of Atlanta. But I will tell you, 99.99999% of the people in America don't know her. But they do know Vanessa Williams. You get what I'm saying? Trump will never be forgotten. And I'm going to tell you something. The Democrats screwed up. They got to put on whatever face they want. They have to be scared. Because Donald Trump is saying, we're getting to the bottom of this. For this election and all future elections, we're getting to the bottom. We're going to make sure this never happens. And when he's done with this, he's going to circle back on all this other stuff. I saw something about the Durham report. Can you guys look? Is something coming out about this? Because I saw a title on it, a headline. Just look it up and see what's there. Anyway, lots going on. Right now, right? They can't reconcile these numbers, and now people are quitting their jobs. People are saying, I don't want any more. This guy, Pilger. So here's what happened. 2:30 p.m. the other day, Barr met with the Senate Majority Leader. At 3:23, the Senate Majority Leader defended Trump in a Senate speech. 7 o'clock, Barr authorized the DOJ to investigate election fraud. At 8 p.m., Obama lackey Richard Pilger resigned from the DOJ elections crime job that he held. And so that's where we stand. He was an Eric Holder appointee who oversaw voter fraud probes. He quit in protest hours after Attorney General Barr authorized the Justice Department to investigate, quote, any substantial allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Now, this is the guy whose job it is to do this. And he protests doing his job. He quits. Having familiarized myself with the new policy and its ramifications, I must regretfully resign from my role as director of the Elections Crime Branch, Pilger said in an email. Reportedly, he still works at the DOJ, but just doesn't oversee the Elections Fraud Unit. Now maybe you understand why Romney didn't want to go after it. But see, this is more swamp cleaning here. This is exactly what's supposed to happen. So there was an attorney, her name is Harmet Dillon, says she's not surprised that Pilger noisily stepped down. And here's what she said to her Twitter followers. She says, it's disgraceful that this biased lawyer who colluded with Obama IRS chief Lois Lerner to prosecute Tea Party groups, and who refused to testify under oath in Congress in 2014, was still in charge of the elections unit in the DOJ. Now, I want to believe that Donald Trump was smart enough to leave people like him in place so they could trap him. I don't know. I mentioned earlier, and we're going to get to this here in a bit, about these watermarked ballots. But I got to say, I would have done a wholesale cleanup of D.C. And why it didn't occur, I don't know. Donald Trump's been there 4 years now. You would think he'd say, okay, here are all the things we have to anticipate. We got to be ready for this. The Republicans should be getting not only winning governorships, but winning attorneys generals, so that when these things occur, we can have a fair count. And for the record, I don't care whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, or agnostic politically. We should all want fair elections. See, as I said in one of the other previous broadcasts, I don't care if my ideology doesn't win the way, if it's legit. If we legitimately lose, if you say, I don't want a border wall, and I say I do, and the majority of the people don't in this Democratic Republic, then I'm fine with it. I'm willing to let the chips fall where they may. But what I'm not fine with is the abject manipulation that has been occurring over the decades and the cheating that we've allowed that's gotten people like Jim Talent. I remember when Jim Talent lost and McCaskill won, and we were all hopeful in Missouri going, yeah, Talent's winning. Then suddenly a whole new slew of votes came in from guess where? Kansas City and St. Louis. And next thing you know, Claire McCaskill is our senator. Just like that. She hadn't done anything to earn it. In fact, she's a bigger cheat, made millions of dollars off the backs of Missourians, and they just shoehorned her in. Talent was out, she was in. That's how it works, folks. They don't care what your vote is. Harry Reid did it to Sharon Angle. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Veterans Day will be different this year because of the pandemic. Veterans Day parades in Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago have either been canceled or made entirely virtual. In a damp and rainy Arlington, Virginia, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast was just reelected to represent Florida's 18th Congressional District. Mast, also a Purple Heart recipient, reflects on Veterans Day.
I will serve you the way that I served in combat, and that's to remember the people that I served alongside and do it in a way that hopefully honors them every second of the day.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announces there will be a full hand recount on the state's presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News. A growing number of Americans oppose the nation going into another coronavirus lockdown. A Gallup poll found that only 49% say they would likely stay home if public health officials recommend it for their community. With coronavirus cases continuing to increase across the United States, Dr. Hilary Faust is concerned.
We're having to employ more advanced therapies for people on ventilators.
Dr. Faust speaking there on ABC News. Over 130,000 cases of coronavirus were reported on Tuesday. This healthcare worker tells ABC News she's concerned hospitals are starting to run out of space.
I don't know. Are we going to have enough rooms? Are we going to have enough beds? I don't know.
Hurricane Etta is just over 130 miles from Tampa, Florida. The National Hurricane Center saying the storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is not president-elect. They've had states pull back their ballots on him, notably in Arizona and in Pennsylvania. He will not win those states, nor will he win Michigan, Ohio, and some of the others that he said. Wisconsin, when it's all said and done, Donald Trump will be president again. And the only thing we can hope is that we go down ticket and we look at every single election that came up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That is the only fair thing to do. 844-551-8255. I was talking about this guy who quit. He stepped down in protest. How dare Donald Trump actually want to contest an election where he got cheated? How dare he? The guy's name is Pilger, an Eric Holder appointee who is over election fraud in the Trump administration. I hope this was a setup. I hope he was smart enough to know what was going on here. One of the attorneys, that her name is Hermit Dillon, she says it's a good thing that Pilger stepped down. His bias would compromise an investigation into Democrat election fraud, given his shady partisan history. Dillon wrote, Pilger was subpoenaed by Capitol Hill by the House Oversight Chairman Daryl Issa in 2014, and he refused to answer over three dozen questions under oath on the advice of DOJ attorneys. This is involving them cheating conservatives out of their 501c3 status. She remarked, he's supposed to be controlling the prosecution of election fraud in this election? The guy accused of conspiring with Lois Lerner to criminalize conservative speech? The government is full of survivors like this. I love this description I'm about to give you. This is what she says. The government is full of survivors like this. They burrow in, lurk, and like submarines, they surface to survey, then dive and fire torpedoes. And you never know what hit you. DOJ civil rights and election integrity have been MIA in this election. She is 1,000% correct. Another swamp rat. Lurking like a submarine, firing his missiles and then sneaking down under the water to disappear, go into stealth mode. and we're left with the fallout. Well, the fallout is, while Joe Biden's running around acting like he's president-elect and Kamala Harris is acting like she's VP-elect or president-elect as well, because she probably thinks she's co-president, I saw Nancy Pelosi walk by Melissa's desk and saw Nancy Pelosi giving some press conference over some nonsense. They all want to act as if. And while all that's going on, Joe Biden has been pulled from the media. Now, not all the media has, because they're in cahoots. They all want to propagate the lie. But all I can tell you is, watch Donald Trump. I've only seen a couple of pressers. I have, because I've been pretty much boycotting all of this stuff, because I know what's going to, the shakeout of it. Trump's not letting this go. You're already seeing the fallout. As I said, they're counting votes right now everywhere all over the country, and then the shady votes are being pulled aside. And you're going to watch Donald Trump's numbers rise and rise and rise until finally he's at 320 on the Electoral College, and Biden is where he is, going back to be retired. That's what should happen. Anyway, I love, like I said, her description of the swamp, these survivors, these government survivors, these unelected, what do they call them? Unelected, there's a term they use where they have a lot of power and nobody ever elects them. But they have tremendous power. Unelected bureaucrats, whatever you want to call them. But they're the ones thinking they call the shots. Just watch Trump. The other thing he did is Esper. He fired Esper. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper reports it surfaced that he was covertly assisting Joe Biden's transition team. I don't even know that that's in his wheelhouse. Now, I heard Biden has reached out to world leaders, which violates the Logan Act. He knows he's not officially the president-elect. But he's already reaching out to world leaders, probably on behalf of Hunter Biden. You guys do know that I'm expecting you to take care of my crackhead son. Oh, Mr. Biden, we are more than ready to oblige. If you can make it, we will oblige Hunter. Yeah, there's plenty of crack and prostitutes here for him, and especially underage girls. I feel like I'm in a stupid Borat movie at this point. President Trump announced Esper's departure as he heralded his replacement, Christopher Miller. Here's what he tweeted. I am pleased to announce that Christopher C. Miller, the highly respected Director of National Counterterrorism, unanimously confirmed by the Senate, will be acting Secretary of Defense effective immediately. He added, Mark Esper has been terminated. Thank him for his service. He also noted that Miller will do a great job. See, that's typical Trumpian fashion there. Good stuff. He's clean house over that. You want to help with the transition? You're fired. You do anything to help Biden? You're fired. I got to tell you, I am so excited over all of this. I know y'all are like, Kevin, you got to be kidding me. This is crazy. No, this is exactly what this republic has needed. A house cleaning. How long has this been going on? Come on, folks. You know this has lasted for far too long. We're not talking about something new. I know, like I said, the race I remember most vividly being cheated is Jim Talent. That's got to have been 8 years ago, give or take. I don't know. Something like that. Cheated. And there have been many others. Many of them. Good people. Ran a hard race. Put their money, their time, and all that in. And then suddenly, somebody just pulls a rug out from under them. I want you to consider running for office. Because people ask me all the time. I said, I would never do it. Never. You got to go meet all these people and press the flesh. And I mean, I care about people, but I don't care about them to the point where I want to listen to everybody's little, well, you got to understand, they implemented this whole thing about lawns and these homeowners associations, whatever. Man, I ain't got time for that. But the people who do, I tip my hat to you folks. Liz, a friend of mine, Liz Harris, ran here locally. She told me she was going to do it. I applaud her. I don't think she won, but I know this. She put in a crazy amount of time. I saw her signs all over creation. I can only imagine she and her husband and her kids running around placing these signs on corners. She's holding meetings on top of meetings. I mean, I'm helping her as much as I can, but I'm no big influencer. But I watched the level of effort, and she was just trying to be a state rep. I watched Andy Biggs. Now, Andy, he's got a machine going. You know, he's already a congressman. He's got a machine. He's going to get elected with 60-something percent of the vote, no matter what, maybe closer to 70. But still, it's a grind. He's got to get on TV. He's got to show that he's relevant. I remember when I first met Andy Biggs, Congressman Biggs, I don't think he'd ever met the president. But once he started showing that he was behind him, and of course, Arizona was an important part of the country, and Andy could bring that vote, he got on the radar. But he was all for the president anyway. But I'm just telling you, you become a congressman, you can just walk into the president's office or things happen and it's easy. No, it isn't. It's a lot of work, but if you think the job is a lot of work, the run is a lot of work. I promise you, the day after an election, the day after Andy Biggs got elected, he started fundraising. He started, you can bet every Republican is out fundraising. You know what they're writing? They're saying, we have to have a lot more money because the Democrats have figured out how they can cheat. You've got to start helping me right away. You know, blah, blah, blah. And there are people who are going to donate, and rightfully so, I hope you do. Just like I hope you donate to the Flick Fest, which will be coming out soon. Movies are being loaded as we speak. I hope you donate to support this initiative we have to make sure all these votes get counted, that we can have attorneys on the ground in all these battleground states to support the president. I want all that to be done because we need it. That's what this is about this week. Well, it'll be for a few months, trust me. But when it vets itself out, we will be vindicated, and the Democrats are going to have a really difficult time explaining themselves this time around.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Joe Biden actually said that out loud. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's. Who you're listening to. We got a lot more to discuss. Watermarked ballots and things like that. But I want you to imagine for a second being Joe Biden right now. being Joe Biden, you've got a mental, you're mentally diminished. You're a moron. You're an idiot. And that's being nice to you. You ran a campaign that was a joke. It was the biggest joke in political history. Nobody ever should have elected Joe Biden. And I told you guys, I said Joe Biden would never be their candidate. And the only way he would end up being the candidate is out of desperation. I said Joe Biden will never become president of the United States, and I stand behind that. And I think that there's enough evidence beginning to mount that even many of you who were very concerned early on are starting to say, you know what, this is possible. I kept seeing all these things. Donald Trump has a long shot path to the presidency and all this other stuff. And I chuckled at it. Media setting the narrative to make you believe that Biden's it, but there's a sneaky chance if Trump does this, if he finagles that or whatever, maybe he could become president, you know, remain president. Trump doesn't have to finagle anything. Joe Biden is the one who has to be scared. Joe Biden knows he is not the candidate of choice. He knows nobody wanted him. I gave you statistics on top of statistics. 57% of Democrats voted for Joe Biden in Kentucky. 57%. 71% of Democrats voted for Joe Biden in the state of New York. There's nowhere this man carried more than 80% of the vote. And he was the only candidate. I'm talking about post Super Tuesday and all that other stuff. He was the only candidate. He lost massive numbers of the black vote, massive numbers of the Latino vote, massive numbers of the millennial or Gen Z vote, whatever it is these days. Massive numbers of Democrats. And they want you to believe he set the new gold standard. No, not gold. Platinum. No, not platinum. Titanium standard for presidents, presidential candidates. A guy who can't put two words together. A man that people have been telling him what to say and what to do from the moment they selected him to be the candidate. They didn't care who he was. And in fact, what this validates is exactly what I was telling you. They chose Joe Biden because he was the worst candidate. He was the guy that they had so much dirt on. They could lead him anywhere he wants. They needed him to go. And let me tell you how stupid he is. He actually tipped their hands with the comment that he made that we have built the largest cheating organization during the time of Obama. He knew it. And Captain Demento actually said it. He was too stupid to realize that it was supposed to be a secret. So I want to ask you this question. You're Joe Biden. You're thinking, it's all good, right? You're thinking, oh, man, I got elected. Donald Trump needs to just roll over and do it. And suddenly, they start taking away your votes. They start going, wait a minute. Maybe you didn't win Arizona. Maybe you didn't win Pennsylvania. Maybe you didn't win Wisconsin. Maybe you didn't win a lot of stuff. In fact, Joe Biden, you didn't even win states you thought you won. I'm talking about blue states. Now, here's my hope. And I said it earlier. I hope that the Republicans say, we're not stopping with just Joe Biden and the cheating there. We're going to look at every legitimate ballot and we're going to go down ticket. And we're going to look at John James's race in Illinois. We're going to look at some of these other supposedly close races, McSally and others. And we're going to flip those too. We're not just going to let this be about one single election because, let me tell you, this is not about just the presidency. Nancy Pelosi and that group looked at every single district and they said, we will strategically put these votes where we need them. Don't think this is just a Joe Biden thing. AOC has now come out and said, oh, you know, I don't know that it's worth being in the car. Because as I said before, She figured out they don't need her voters to beat her. They can beat her anytime they want. I can only imagine that somebody met with her after the fact and said, "Do you see what happened to Trump? That can happen to you. And there's nothing you can do about it. See what happens." Anyway, I would hate to be the Democrats who've been celebrating, who've been pounding their chest. I told them, look, we have a way of slapping that smirk off your faces. If they legitimately won, I'd be happy to do the handover and say congrats. When Barack Obama beat us in 2008, as much as it was a tough pill to swallow, you have to congratulate the Democrats. They found the perfect candidate, and they beat us. We had a horrible candidate in John McCain, but they found the perfect candidate. And I'll tell you something else. It didn't matter if it was John McCain. I mean, he's a putz, and good riddance to him. But the Never Trumpers, the McCainites, those people, they had zero impact on this election. 71 million of you said, "We love Donald Trump." John McCain and his entire family can kiss our collective butt. Butt cheek. Pick one. And that's what happened. I'm looking at this polling for Rasmussen, and it says, looking back at presidential elections, Trump voters overwhelmingly say they voted for the president, while a sizable number of Biden supporters admit they voted against Trump rather than the former vice president. So I'll ask you, who do you think draws out more people? Those who are in support of their candidate, or those who say, "I don't like our candidate, but I'm going to go vote against the other candidate"? Here's the latest Rasmussen report. By the way, I don't believe this either, but I'll just give it to you. It says 49% of likely U.S. voters say they voted for Biden. 45% opted for the president instead, while 4% chose some other candidate. Now, again, this is just BS numbers, but it says among Trump voters. Now, they're telling us that 49% of the people voted for Biden, 45% for Trump, and 4% some other candidate. But among the Trump voters, they say 90% say they voted for the president, while 8% said they were voting against Biden. I don't believe that, just for the record. I believe 96% of Republicans voted for the president, if not more. Then they go on to say this, though. But among Biden voters, only 56% say they were voting for Biden. 29% of these say they were voting against Trump, while a surprisingly high 15% aren't sure. Well, let me tell you what that 15% is. That's the people that didn't vote. That's the mail-in voters. That's the people that went. Because, look, you're asked a simple question. Did you vote for your candidate or against the other guy? I can tell you, if you called me and said, "Kevin, did you vote for your candidate or did you vote against Biden?" I would say, "I solidly voted for my candidate." It just so happens the good byproduct of it is it was against Biden. But no, I was for my candidate. But would you go, "You know, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if I voted for my candidate or against the other guy," said no serious voter. That what they're telling you is 15% of the Biden number is an absolute farce. And when they tell you that Biden got the 29% of the voters say they were voting against Trump, 56% of the voters say they were voting for Biden, whatever the number is in the Democrats, what the Democrats actually got, 56% is about what Biden actually got of that number. 44% of that number is bogus, is what I'm getting at. Just do the math.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.